Oh, welcome to my lair, adventurer. You may be wondering what a beautiful girl such as myself is doing deep in this dungeon. Maybe I was a prisoner of some horrible monster, one that tore off all of my clothes and left me covered in this goo. Why, it almost makes me look a little translucent, doesn't it? Me, a slime girl. Such things don't exist, adventurer. If I was, then even now, pheromones would be in your lungs already, driving you mad with passion. You'd become so crazed with lust that you'd drive your cock into me, and not even mind how it burned or how you kept getting pulled in deeper. Still, if you wanted to pull off your robes, I wouldn't mind. I'm guessing you're a wizard of some kind. I've never had a wizard before. I'm quite looking forward to it. That's it, my sweet morsel of a man. Take off all of those clothes and come to me. Don't resist your urges. Don't stop to think. Don't use that intelligence of yours. Just lose yourself in your animal instincts. Okay, your willpower is impressive, but also a little insulting. I have the perfect body, the perfect voice, and I'm so very willing to have you inside me. So stop fighting it. Did you just cast a spell on me? I don't know how you managed to focus long enough to do it, but I'm impressed. Unfortunately, it didn't seem to work. I didn't take any damage. So now you've made your token resistance. Stop fighting, sweetie. I'll just lay back here on the ground and open myself up for you. All you have to do is come over here and let nature take its course. Yes, all your resistance is gone now. The pheromones have done their work, even if your magic didn't. Move over me, you delicious man, and plunge yourself into me. I can't wait to feel your cock inside me. Oh, it's been so long. I guess I had forgotten what it feels like. Because I don't remember it feeling this good. It feels good for you too, doesn't it, honey? Even though my body is slowly starting to dissolve your... Why isn't it dissolving? It's getting even harder. It's like the opposite of what should be happening right now. Fine. I'll just wrap my arms and legs around you and envelope you. I wasn't one to play with my food too much anyway. So enjoy the feeling of my limbs squeezing around you and pulling you closer to me. And then... Well, this is the part where I'm supposed to engulf you. But it's not working. Why isn't it working? And why is my hunger growing so strong? I've never been so hungry before like this. But it's kind of a good hunger. And it's being satisfied by your cock and your body. And even though I'm not eating them... What did you do to me? Your spell did something to me. My slimy body isn't obeying me like it used to, and I can't see through it anymore. It's just disgusting light color, and not even the lovely purple it was before. Oh, no. You turned me into a human, didn't you? Some kind of polymorph spell? That's cheating. Just because I was controlling you in your mind with pheromones and was planning to eat you doesn't give you the right. I was a very happy slime girl. Even though, knowing what I was, you couldn't stop yourself, could you? You couldn't be sure the spell had held. This room is full of enough pheromones that you still had to try to fuck me. Even if it possibly meant your death. The ironic thing is, now that I'm human, the pheromones are affecting me too. It's not hunger that I feel, it's arousal, it's horniness, it's so powerful, more consuming than my hunger was. So don't get the wrong idea. I'm gonna give you the fucking of your life, but it's nothing personal. And then I'm going to find a way to change back and eat you, very, very slowly. This will definitely be personal. I can actually feel individual body parts now. My hands clawing at your back, legs wrapped around you, squeezing tightly. Breasts and nipples that have more sensitivity than my entire body before. Oh, and my pussy. So fully functional. My fully functional pussy engulfing you. But not to devour you. I want your cock so deep inside of me. But it also feels so good when you pull out, only to drive it back inside of me again. I never had a real clitoris before. I love it, though. I wonder if I can keep it when I change back. It has such delightful sensations, spreading warmth and pleasure throughout my body. Far better than the feeling of feeding, and it just keeps building. Oh, I'm gonna have an orgasm. Slime girls don't have orgasms. We're asexual, we divide in half, and when we're large enough, we don't need orgasms. Oh, but I do. I need this orgasm. I need it more than anything I've ever had before. Give me an orgasm flesh bag and I'll consider not eating you when I change back. When I change back. I want to be a slime girl again, but being a real girl, it just is so right. It's just so good. Oh, human, you're making me feel amazing. Who'd have thought this adventurer would come in? And oh, yes. Well, this is a bit awkward now. Our orgasms have given us a bit of respite from the pheromones, and now both of us are thinking a bit more clearly. I can tell you're a bit overwhelmed in the moment, and only the polymorph spell you somehow managed to cast on me in the last minute that you kept from me being your meal. But imagine how I feel. Well, I guess you know how I feel, both inside and out. But I was speaking mentally. I was just this awesome slime girl, and now I'm just some silly mortal girl. My body looks just as hot as it did before, just... I am just as jiggly in all the right places, but I'm more solid now, more or less. Soft, too. Where it counts. Wait, you can't go. You can't leave me like this. There are some seriously messed up monsters in this dungeon still. I'm human now. I'm vulnerable. I don't know how to fend for myself. You made me this way. You've got an obligation to either turn me back or at least show me how to be a human girl. Stuff like eating food with my mouth, or even just walking. I've never had to walk before, I've always just kind of flowed. Besides, adventure, can't you hear? There's quite a storm outside. And I'm kind of a treasure too, you know? Look, I don't have nice treasures, if you'd like. Stuff that my old body couldn't digest. It's probably worth quite a bit. You can have it. You can take all of it if you want to. Like I was saying, I'm kind of a treasure too, aren't I? I keep my appearance when you changed me, if not my substance. I know I'm still incredibly sexy and very beautiful.
I am also some things I've never was as a slime girl. I'm curious about what the world is like outside of this dungeon, of what it is like to be human, and all the things this body can do. So take me with you, wizard. Take care of me now that I am human. I probably don't eat much, but I'm definitely willing to be an awful lot of sex. That should count for something, right? Great. You won't regret this. I pack up my things, but I really don't have clothes or anything like that. But I'll show you where that treasure was, and help you put it in that bag of holding I sensed you had on you when you still thought I was a slime girl. I just need to stand up and... oops. Okay, actual legs are going to be hard to get used to. Could you carry me for a bit? Or if you maybe wanted to have more sex first, I'd be okay with that too. It's those pheromones still lingering in the room. They're making me so horny. At least, I think it's the pheromones. Maybe I'm just a really slutty human girl now. I think it will be fun to figure that one out, adventurer.